The Toast Match Interview.
We're going to head downstairs because we're lucky enough to be joined from the Geelong Rooms by the reigning best and fairest. She was impressive again tonight with 20 possessions on the Kerr's High stat sheet. That's Amy McDonald. Amy, Tom King, Mark Neild and Sarah Black joining you from the K-Rock box. Firstly, commiserations on the performance. I understand you've just been in a meeting with Dan Lowther without selling state secrets. Can you give us a bit of an idea of his message following the game?
Yeah, exactly right. We've just come out, bit of a tough one. You know, it's great that we've been competitive once again, but we don't want to just be competitive. We want to start getting those wins on the board. So probably pretty similar to last week. We had ourselves in a winnable position and we got run over in that last quarter again. So probably just getting that four quarters of footy.
You're inexperienced and you played against a team tonight. I did some numbers. I think they had about 12 or 13 players with 25 or more games experience. You guys have only got about a handful that have reached that mark in terms of games played. I suppose it's going to be a process, especially as some of the younger ones get used to playing at this level.
Yeah, exactly right. I think it's really exciting for the years down the track. The more time that we get to play together, the better we're going to be. So I think we're in a bit of a developing phase at the moment, but just because, you know, we're quite young, it doesn't mean that we don't want to be competitive. We want to get those wins on the board. So we're only going to get better the more games we play together. But yeah, it is tough when you come up against experienced opposition.
Now, Amy, two games into the season now with Dan Lowther, and we can all see the improvement from where we're sitting, but I'm sure it feels a little bit different on the ground. Where do you think the side's improved compared to last year?
In entirety. We looked at tonight and we had it would be due in to start every week, and just COVID and injuries, they weren't there. Our entire has really grown, and we're probably, I guess, you know, as good as we could there, and I think so we don't have to rely so much, you know, on certain players anymore. So we can see those improvements, but we're just continually reaching for more.
Yep, for sure. And it was an interesting battle in the ruck. Unfortunately, Liv Fuller was, you know, had her hands full with Bree Moody. How do you go about combating that from your position in the midfield? Are you just trying to read Bree's taps?
Yeah, it's a tough one. Bree's an amazing player, and Liv's playing her second game of AFLW, and, you know, she did an amazing job. Tough circumstances today. It's sort of between two things. You either try to read her tap and really opponent, or you sort of shoot your guns and try and play against. You don't want to be too much being active, more so than proactive. So we tried probably a bit of both today, and we ended up more locking down as Bree was pretty dominant in the ruck. So yeah, she did a really amazing job with the opposition.
We're speaking with Amy McDonald down in the Geelong room. Amy, last year a best and fairest winner, and I suppose the pressure comes to then elevate your game the following year and live up to those expectations as a reigning BNF. Is there anything you worked on your game coming into 2022 that could ensure that that consistency continued?
Yeah, look, there's plenty of things I've worked on and continue to work on. Kicking's obviously been one of the big things for me. I guess, become a little bit, have more options. And as well, playing more of an inside mid now, just really generating some strength and learning that midfield craft. So there's plenty of things that we can work on, but pretty lucky. The girls and the staff down here are really amazing, so I don't feel any about each week and do my role.
Amy, we'll let you go. The line's a little bit scratchy down there. I know getting reception down in the underneath the Charles Brownlow stand can be a little bit rough, but we really appreciate your time giving us a few moments. Collingwood Friday night's going to be an absolute cracker. They're obviously playing some really good footy, and another really good chance to test yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. I think one of the best teams in the comp at the moment. So, again, it'll be a really tough game, but, you know, we want to go out and try and put it four quarters. We're getting two different moments, so if we can put it performance out there,
it doesn't happen. No worries. Amy, we really appreciate your time. Well done. Good to see the girls really competitive, and hopefully a win's not too far away, and we wish you the best of luck next Friday night. We appreciate your time on K-Rock Footy. The Toast Match Interview.